born in 1903, but he was in Chicago when he was born.
So they moved. So he was from Ohio, she was from Georgia, and he persuaded her to go to, after they left Cuba,
to go to Chicago.
Because that was where
he thought he could do well in business there. He did all right, I don't know. She was very unhappy. She wanted to go to Atlanta. He didn't want to go to Atlanta.
So they compromised on
Chicago.
So she was not happy?
She was always a Southern Belle, and he was always a Yankee. And so he was a Republican, she was a Democrat. And she went very heavily into votes for women. What do they call that? You know, women's...
Suffrage.
Suffragette, right, suffragette. She's a very ardent member of the suffragette movement.
So they were different politically?
Actually, not really that much. But they were.
How about their personality?
They were different in a way.
From one another.
Yeah, but not really. They both had a marvelous sense of humor, and they both knew all kinds of wonderful stories, and they would make, when they were talking about family matters, they had family jokes and family fun together.
And there were just, so then the first child was David, and he was born in Chicago?
In Chicago, and he was named David and Evans Runcie, for those men, who gave a marvelous silver set to my mother, which I gave to Fliss. It's an enormous thing, probably worth a few thousand bucks now.
Velvet lined case.
Yeah. No, I think I fixed that up. I got this. Because it's non-tarnishing. And then after they had been in Chicago for a while, they decided to move to Pittsburgh, and that's where I was born, 10 years after David.
Why did they move to Pittsburgh?
Dad was one of these people who always thought he could do better somewhere else.
Which is not a thing I also heard in the story of the Ginsbergs. A lot of that restlessness.
Exactly.
And the story of my own story.
And the story of Elizabeth DeCola and the story of Felix DeCola.
Right. So restlessness.
So we didn't like to stay in one place.
Well, but you stayed in one place for you and Dad both once you
Once we finally
here,
decided to stay, we stayed, but we were jumping around quite a bit.
So all right, so they went to Pittsburgh.